Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Dr. K Duray-Raj, and I'm a facial plastic surgeon in Pasadena. That's Los Angeles, California. And I specialize in beauty. So I love to talk about everything related to your face, your skin, making you vibrant, sexy, and healthy at every age. And today on the podcast, let's dive right into talking about what are the things that moms can do. So if you're a new mom, you just got pregnant, you just had a baby, or you're currently a mom, you know how hard it is to look and feel your best when the baby and life are draining everything out of you. Pregnancy is so hard, and I think that patients talk to me all the time about how their skin just seems to go to heck after pregnancy. You get melasma, brown spots, more oils, more breakouts. Then later, once you're nursing, you have the issues of not being able to use your normal high-potency skincare during pregnancy and during nursing. And afterwards, melasma really gets accentuated, and you get the tiredness, the lack of sleep. So I want to talk to you today all about things you can do and fast remedies for looking and feeling your best. When you're a mom, you need to learn to multitask. And I'm so excited today on the podcast to introduce you to Agustina from Agustina Fitness. She is awesome. She is famous for losing all her baby weight within about 6 weeks. And maybe you might remember her image of having those amazing abs on Instagram right after pregnancy. She does multitask like a maniac. She does stroller squats. She does workouts while she's feeding the baby, while she's holding the baby. And her baby is so cute, 7 months old now. But I wanted to learn all about her fitness tips and tricks. So we are going to learn about fast fitness for moms, and we're going to learn about taking care of your skin during pregnancy and the changes that she experienced, and my fast tips for everyday maintenance. Being a busy mom, busy surgeon, I don't have time to mess around. I go for what's fast and powerful and what works. So without further ado, let's listen to our podcast with Agustina Fitness, and be sure you guys like and subscribe and send us all your questions. Take care. All right, so right now you have little areas of pinpoint bleeding on the cheeks, but really not too sensitive, right?
No, it doesn't really hurt. It's just me just being freaked out by the pressure, but it doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah, it's like a workout for the skin. The skin feels very active and circulating and awake. And why do we do microneedling? Do you know the answer?
I do know the answer.
This is a pop quiz.
Wait, I can't focus because you're doing that.
I'll give you a hint. It's collagen induction therapy. So the skin is quite dormant and quiet as we age. You don't make nearly as much collagen as you used to. By age 50, you produce 50% less collagen and less.
I'm not 50, by the way.
She's not 50. But it's that descending curve of, like, you start out nice and juicy when you're 14 and 16, and then everything, you know, by the time you're 20, you're like near perfect, and everything goes downhill from there. So we're going to teach the skin to wake up and grow more collagen. And it's a really natural, safe way to do it. I do this for acne scars, for pigmentation. We do this for improving fine lines and wrinkles, crepiness of the skin, like texture changes. Super important to take care of your skin. It's your biggest organ. If you're not taking care of it, then you need to start, because you don't need another purse. You need good skin, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's just like you're working out. What tips can you give me for my workout routine?
Well, I have some programs that you can definitely do, but some tips, especially for, you know, people that work in offices and are inside all day, it would be definitely a gallon of water a day.
A gallon of water a day.
Yes. And that's okay. You can take breaks, go to the bathroom, but that's going to prevent you from overeating and
that's
eating
true.
Snacks and pepperoni pizza.
Ah, I saw it. My Insta story today. They made me do it. And it was worth it.
It's okay. You can. And you know what? Also, I talk a lot about intermittent fasting. I don't know if you've ever heard about that.
That's one of my favorite things to do. It's part of my profession to just not eat for
great.
8 to 12 hours a day.
No, it's great. That's your eating window. You eat.
Yes.
That's your eating window, and then you fast for 16 hours,
okay.
And then you let your body, you know, burn the stored fat that you can't burn by going just to the gym and working out.
Do you do fasting workouts?
I do.
You do. Do you believe in that?
I 1,000% believe in that.
Really? And you don't get lightheaded when you go and you don't feel like you're a little
lazy? I'm used to it now. In fact, I can't work out having something in my stomach, but my workouts are usually first thing in the morning. So,
Yeah, when the baby's still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, Agustina had a new baby and he's how old? Seven?
He's 7 months now.
Yeah, he's the cutest, chubbiest little guy.
And we're so sleep training him now.
Does he sleep in the bed with you?
Well, I made the mistake of letting him sleep on the bed for like a week, and now it's horrible.
I think it's
trying to get him back in the crib.
All my four kids, I had them sleep in the bed with me.
Really?
Yes, that's like nature's way. I mean, think about caveman times. You don't have a baby and like go put him in the tree over there.
Go put him in the tree.
I sleep in the cave over here.
Right.
No, you got to keep that baby close.
And were they able to sleep on their own when they were like two and three?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, like the smart kids don't want to sleep alone. You know, the really smart kids realize, like, why would I want to sleep alone? I get to snuggle with mom and have, like, stay up late time and all that. So
well, that's
it took a while.
That's one of the things that, like, especially when they're first born, when they say you have to let them cry, I'm like, I'm not going to let my baby cry.
Yeah, I didn't believe in that.
I want him to be able to, you know, have comfort and trust.
Yes, and also they barely eat any calories, like, you know, 10 calories per ounce of breast milk. Like, do you want them to cry all that energy
out? Right, all the energy, yeah.
Save it to
absolutely.
Grow. Yeah, I'm with you. But being a mom is hard, and taking care of yourself when you're a mom is hard, right?
Oh, my God, it is hard. You have no time, literally no time.
Yeah, so I always have multitasking beauty tricks, and I'm sure you have the same with fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, I keep my regimen super simple, and a lot of the things we're doing for your face today are the things you can do at home.
Right.
So, like, wash your face, put on hyaluronic serum. That's our first step we did. Second step is going to be vitamin C. Everybody at home should do that. And then that's kind of all you need other than sunscreen in the morning.
Right.
Sunscreen, makeup, hit the door. And then evenings, I do the same thing. Hyaluronic serum, vitamin C, and then I use Retin-A with a good night cream. And then I just keep it super simple. Like,
so I have a question because I feel that people ask this all the time, the retinol. Does that make your skin red? Is it irritated?
Well, if you use prescription
grade to your skin,
it can be like prescription tretinoin or Retin-A can be very inflaming and irritating to the skin, but only if it's used incorrectly. And it's a super strong product, so it doesn't have a lot of elegant cosmetic formulation that makes the skin tolerate it well. You can go buy your Retin-A. You know, everyone has a $10 one from Tijuana in their bathroom drawer or from the pharmacy, like the generic stuff. It's good. It's great, but it does irritate you. So you have to use just a pea-sized amount, mix that with your moisturizer, apply all over, and remember to work up into everyday use. You want to start with one night a week, then two nights a week, and then et cetera. But I recommend to use my Diamond Line Refine because that has so much good botanical goodness in it.
Mm-hmm.
You have the benefit of the Retin-A, but you'll never get irritation because it has a tremendous amount of green tea. It has vitamin E, vitamin C. It has all of these soothing hyaluronic ceramides and ingredients that makes your skin tolerate it.
And with that one, you don't have to take breaks from it. You can just wear it as your skin routine.
Right. You'll still want to start it like maybe two nights a week and then advance up, but you never have to really stop it. And I'm a person who uses Retin-A even in the mornings. You'll hear lots of people tell you don't use Retin-A except at night. But I firmly believe mainly we're indoors. If we wear sunscreen, it's okay to use Retin-A in the daytime because sometimes nighttime you're just so exhausted you just don't follow your routine.
Right.
And you just need to start using Retin-A. By age 30, you're going to get fine lines, you're going to get collagen breakdown and loss of elasticity of your skin if you don't use Retin-A. So that's my number one go-to thing. And remember, there's a bazillion forms of it. There's retinol. Retinol is not the same as Retin-A. There's retinaldehyde. There's all different things you can find from over-the-counter Target brands to like the Retinol Rock or Oil of Olay. It's great if you start somewhere, but just keep in mind those are not as good as physician-grade products. So, yeah, that's a great question. I love you to use Retin-A, and you'll see your skin improve. Mm-hmm. I think when you have a baby, it takes so much out of you.
Oh, my God.
So much.
I am now, after 7 months, like, finally coming back to normal.
7 months. It took me, like, 18 years.
18 years. Stop it.
No, 19 years. I had twins, and they're 19
wow.
now. And
so
I think
it's double.
It wasn't until, like, about 4 or 5 years ago that I started to feel like I was finally back to my old self. So, really, like, it takes, like, 10 years to feel good again.
Especially if you're breastfeeding, too. It just takes so much out of you.
Yes. And the body sees the baby is the most important priority.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, from the time that you're pregnant and there's a fetus in you, it's sucking every nutrient out of your skin and your bones and your, you know, you become anemic. You have, it just sacrifices the poor woman for mm-hmm. the baby, which is what should happen. But
right.
but then it's nice when your baby is out of you and pregnancy is over to take time for yourself with
and
fitness
it's important.
And your
so
face.
Important.
Yes.
Happy mom, happy baby.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What are your fitness tips? Like, how on earth did you lose all that weight and get so, like, springboard abdomen right
so
after the baby?
Honestly, the most important thing I would say during pregnancy is your food. Just make sure that you're eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Not being on a diet, because mm-hmm. you shouldn't be on a diet when you're pregnant, but eating healthy, eating salads, greens, like lean protein, grains,
mm-hmm.
And
fiber,
and water,
filling up with veggies,
yes,
and fiber,
absolutely,
yeah.
And lots of water, a gallon of water a day. I drank so much water
really?
When I was pregnant that I had to pee all the time, because you already have to pee when you're pregnant. Drinking water on top of having a baby inside you, it was insane. But I noticed at the beginning of the pregnancy, my skin was really dry.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, it's sucking everything out of your skin. And when I increased my water intake, I saw a change. And definitely staying active. I
yes.
mean, there were days that I was exhausted and I didn't want to move and I wanted to stay in bed all day. And even if you go for a walk for 30 minutes, that's actually enough.
You have to not be sluggish, because your tendency is to just
yes.
sit and eat and like comfort
yes.
foods and comfort lifestyle. But yeah.
So, I mean, staying active and eating healthy during pregnancy was just key for me to be able to, you know, snap back. Your body has memory too. Your muscles have memory. So, I mean, I still had a belly, don't get me wrong, but it went away fairly fast after my pregnancy.
That's awesome.
And breathing also, and doing your core exercises, which is not doing abs. It's just using your breathing to work your diaphragmatic breathing while you're pregnant. It's so important to keep your when you're breathing from the inside out. I'm trying to explain this so people can explain it without, you know, the weird words. You want to make sure you tighten up from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you're doing a crunch, but you're actually, if you take a deep breath right now.
That's all practice, yes.
Right? You feel your abs tighten up, right? And
yeah.
then if you exhale, instead of exhaling and pushing your belly out all the way, just keep your belly in normal.
Okay.
So a lot of times we breathe, we take a deep inhale, and we exhale, and we just get all like,
let the
whatever.
Pooch hang out.
Yeah.
yeah. Instead,
so,
keep it tight.
Yeah. And okay. that's something key. Even when you're not pregnant, people ask me all the time, they're like, how do you, your posture, your abs, that's like your breathing and keeping your abs in and drawing your belly button to your spine.
That's
like,
important.
Even when you're yeah. like with your clients
yeah.
and with your patients,
that's
do that.
What I need
and
to
you'll,
do.
And you'll feel the difference. Absolutely.
I should do that. I should, because your body does start to just slouch and not think about its lower muscles.
Mm-hmm.
It's all up in here. So I am going to do that. Yes.
And I also tell people, I mean, you can do the same thing. Just imagine you don't have your clothes and you're just wearing a sports bra.
Mm.
And your belly's out. What would you do?
I would scream around the night.
You no, you would keep your
oh,
stomach in, right?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah, you'd want to be
so,
on camera.
So you have to imagine
yes.
you're wearing a sports bra for the rest of your life, no matter
yes.
where you're at, no matter what you're doing, if you're driving.
What about tips for good posture? Like, I do feel like I'm starting to slouch, and we're always looking down at our cell phones, so, and we're all curled inward and
so when you're
down.
Slouching, it's because your chest muscles get tight from bringing your shoulders forward. So what you actually have to do is you have to stretch your chest. So there's some stretching that we can do, like if you bring your arms behind your your back, and you interlace all 10 fingers, extend your arms all the way back. And then you push your chest out, or you bring your hands behind your head, and you open up your elbows. You want to stretch your chest muscles, and then you want to squeeze your rhomboids on your back.
So a lot of, and
if you think about it, a lot of this stretching are yoga poses as well that help you correct your posture too.
That's a great idea. And I think there are little unconscious things you can do throughout the day. Like lately, I've tried to do like a couple squats in the room with every patient. When I'm like, why not? I'm just going to bend and pick something up and do a couple squats. That makes like 30 or 40 squats while I'm at work. So
and it adds up. That's the thing.
It's like you doing stroller squats, which I've seen.
Anytime you have 2 minutes, it will add up.
You have to, because if you wait till you go to the gym, like, God help you. God help me. I was getting so mad at myself because here I am telling patients to lose weight and exercise and be good. And then I get home at 7 o'clock and I don't have time to do anything. So last year I made myself promise before I get in the shower every night, 20 push-ups, 20 sit-ups. And it was that one thing, like, I wouldn't let myself get in the shower till I did it. And I finally learned how to do a boy push-up, and now I can do 20 guy push-ups, which is pretty good for
me. That's good. Well, now you have my programs, so you can do that. They're no longer than 30 minutes. They're like 26 minutes of workout. And then you can watch it on your phone. You can do it. I do it with you at the same time, too.
That's awesome. And then I think just remember, too, for your skin to do little micro treatments throughout the day. So in your morning, you get your dose of your vitamin C. Before you go to work, sunscreen. Every 2 hours, reapply sunscreen. Like, for example, the Color Science Mineral Duster Brush. That's a great way every 2 hours on top of makeup to reapply. Because in LA and around the world, if you're driving, you're getting ultraviolet light. If you're sitting next to a work window, ultraviolet light. If you're sitting in front of...
I didn't even know that.
Yes, a blue light of a computer and the lights in a room, ultraviolet. And the blue light actually is damaging too. So do these little micro treatments throughout the day where you're applying your sunscreen, you're hydrating for your skin. I use a neck cream even in the middle of the day. This area of your body makes no oils. The oils of the neck dry up tremendously.
That's one thing. My neck, sometimes I put like oil in it because I can tell that it doesn't make its own oils.
That's why the texture changes, and even like when you're in your mid-40s, you'll start to notice some crepey, like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing my grandma's neck there. What's going on?
That's what they say. That's where your age is, and your neck and your hands.
Exactly. So do those little things where you apply a little neck cream when you're in the bathroom, a little mist. I use a lavender antioxidant hydration mist. Mists are so good throughout the day because the skin will drink it up and it goes right through your makeup and it feels good.
Right.
Yeah, so I like that trick. And then nighttime, you get your dose of vitamin C and vitamin A again for the skin. And your skin's your biggest organ. If you're not taking care of it all day, all throughout the day, you're going to have skin that's dull, dry, not vibrant. So those are my little tips for fast beauty.
Honestly, right now, I don't like wearing makeup, so my goal for 2019 is to make sure that my skin is always glowing.
Yes.
And it looks tight and healthy and, you know, even skin tone, no brown spots and stuff. So.
Well, you're going to do so well with this microneedling. So, like, microneedling is the way to become makeup free. And you'll see a big change in your skin.
And
you'll really love it.
I still don't feel anything.
Yeah, so we're going to finish up our interview and apply all kinds of gorgeous stem cell growth factors and the vitamin A. You'll leave that on for about 1 to 2 hours when you get home and then wash just right before bed.
Okay.
And it's so simple.
So
and then
I
next,
have to wash it.
It's better to wash it because your pillowcase will just get all dirty and it's enough application.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you will see after microneedling 24 to 48 hours later, very bright, vibrant, like just wonderful skin.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for guys for tuning in and listening to us talk on our podcast and YouTube channel. For those of you who don't know me, find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, and find Agustina at Agustina Fitness, right?
That's right.
Yay, and subscribe to her amazing fitness plan. Mm-hmm. And definitely, if you go on iTunes, listen, like, subscribe, send us a review of our podcast by email. You can email info@beautybydrk, and we'll be happy to send you a deluxe size sample of some of the good stuff we talked about of my amazing skincare line. We have samples of that terrific neck cream and samples of that amazing Retin-A that we're sending out. So hopefully some of you guys take advantage of that. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.